B-Pod Studios.
Mike Mussinelli Show. 4 o'clock hour is brought to you by Landis Block, your one-stop shop to create a jaw-dropping outdoor paradise online at landisbc.com. A very interesting evening for our next guest. Covering the Sixers, of course, for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Has to cover the game. Toronto beats them, and all of a sudden in the wee hours, boom, a trade, and he has to kick into action. He's joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline, the man who covers the Sixers, Keith Pompey. Keith, what kind of night did you have?
Hey, what's up, man? It's been a busy morning, to say the least. Busy day now.
take me through when this breaks, and you as a reporter, how you have to kick into gear.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it breaks, and then next thing you know, you hear your phone beeping, and then you have a couple of texts. And you just say, oh, man, who's calling this time of the morning? Who's texting me? And you look and you're like, oh, wow. And then you just, you start getting on it. At first, you're like kind of looking around for your laptop, you know, seeing where it is. You're going upstairs, downstairs. I mean, it was a crazy morning. I mean, but it's something that everyone's talking about all day. You know what I mean? Everywhere I went, I was down in my old neighborhood in Frankfurt, and that's all people were talking about. So, you know, it's just, you know, it's a lot, and it's bringing excitement back to the Sixers, you know?
Well, it's certainly a big deal here, and it's a big deal, I think, because of this, because we knew they were fishing. They pulled a big one out of the lake with this guy.
Exactly. I mean, you know, when you look at this guy, and we're talking about Tobias Harris, you know, he isn't an all-star, but he's, you know, what they call like a fringe all-star, like he's right on that level. I mean, here's a guy that's, you know, having a career year, you know, averaging 20 points, shooting like 40-something percent for three. So, you know, and when you put him into the mix of what the Sixers need, it works out well. Like, the thing that gets me is, you know, early on in the season, you know, or actually they made the trade, you know, Embiid complained about having to play in the perimeter. Well, Tobias Harris is a guy where Embiid could go back down on the block and doesn't have to worry about coming out in the perimeter, because Tobias is like a stretch four. He's also a scorer. So it kind of like he is the guy that they need to make this group, you know, this starting lineup, you know, formidable to go up against, you know, Toronto and Boston and Milwaukee and so forth. So that's the thing that really makes this trade such a good trade.
Did you have any whiff of this? He was playing last night. He played 36 minutes. He had the game-winning shot. I mean, I'm surprised that it developed the way it did with the guy playing 36 minutes.
Yeah, I am too. And you know, typically, you know, you've been covering this for a long time. Typically, people don't make trades like that for fear of guys getting injured. And I don't know what it was, but, you know, yesterday at the game, some of the fans let Brand hear it. I mean, they were heckling him, but they were, you know, fun-loving heckles. But Elton, make a move. We need this. We need that. And when you look at the product on the floor, you know, outside of the big three, J.J. Redick wasn't playing. I mean, you can say the Sixers struggled mightily. They looked bad. And they did not look like a team that was going to be able to get out of the, you know, the second round of the playoffs. And I think what happened, you know, the Sixers probably had, you know, they had offer made at them from the Clippers, and it was one of those things after the game was like, let's make this deal happen. We got to do it now. Let's do it now. And I think that's what happened.
You pointed out what it's going to do on the floor. It spaces them out completely differently now. I mean, they had the dribble handoff play to J.J. Redick, and they really weren't spaced. And, you know, Butler was kind of confused by what kind of spacing they had. This gives them a lot better spacing, does it not?
It does. It gives them a whole lot better spacing. And you know, it's the one thing, if I have one question, is like, you know, how are you going to implement him? Now, again, we know with the spacing, but we also know that Jimmy Butler is a quality closer. We know that Embiid is the best player on the team. So, and you have to keep him involved. So it's going to create spacing, but early on, I think you may have to run some, you know, plays for him early in the game, just to get him active and get his juices going, because you know that at late in the game it's going to be Jimmy Butler, and you know that MB is going to have his imprint on the game throughout. So my question is just how do you keep all of them happy? How do you keep the three? Because Ben Simmons will be fine as long as guys are making shots. And I'm not worrying about J.J. Redick. I think he's a great team guy. But the question is, how are you going to keep these three guys happy? And I think they're going to have to get him involved early on.
Talk to Keith Pompey, covers the Sixers for the Inquirer. Keith, what did they give up here? A lot of people thought they gave up too much. What exactly did they give up?
It's kind of weird. I mean, it's one of those things, like when you talk to the 76ers and they'll say to you, okay, we gave up our 2020, a protected lottery pick, for 3 years. And they'll say, look, we expect to be a playoff contender for the next several years. I mean, expect to be one of the best teams around. So that draft pick is not going to be as good as most people think, right? So they were willing to give that up. Now, the Miami Heat pick that they gave up, it was the 2021 first-rounder unprotected. They're saying right now, like, hey, look, we got Zaire Smith, right, and we got this pick, and we turned this pick into, Tobias Harris. So, there are going to be certain people, and there are a lot of people around the league, a lot of executives and people on TV saying, I don't like this trade. I mean, I think the Sixers gave up too much. I think they did. But, for a while, the Sixers have been stockpiling draft picks for years, and we kept saying, what are you going to do with these draft picks? Well, they got a guy who they think that they're going to be able to re-sign after this season in Tobias Harris. They want him long-term, and they use this pick to get him. And I say to certain people that, hey, look, a while we were always asking the Sixers to go out there and make a move and stand by it. Well, they stood by it, and they did it. So we'll see what comes of it.
All right. Are you sniffing that there's another deal to come before tomorrow and may it involve Markelle Fultz?
It kind of intrigues me. They got Malachi Richardson. He's a guy, in his last year. A nice guy from the Philadelphia area. But I don't know if he moves the needle in regards to, being your focal point for the future. The only thing about Markelle, he has yet to pick up a ball, and he makes so much money. And I think those two things may scare away, a guy from another team. Now, if the Sixers can get rid of him, if there's going to be someone willing to take on his salary, I mean, I think they'll do it in a heartbeat. I just think it's a matter of, being able to get someone willing to pull the trigger on Markelle Fultz. I think that's the problem right now. If they can do it, they will. But I don't know if they can.
Do you think that they would have given up Fultz before they would have given up Shamet if that was possible, if the Clippers were interested?
Wow, that's a good question, Mike. I mean, it really is. And I would have to believe that if there were certain people who would take Markelle's salary, and the Clippers would have been one of them, I think you would consider that because, No, I take that back. And the reason why I take that back is just because you look at the other two guys, and we're talking about Wilson Chandler. He comes off the books. The Clippers are trying to go hard in free agency.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Markelle Fultz, trying to get him and then trying to dump his salary next year would have helped him. I think that Landry Shamet is a guy who can create shots. You get him in the right situation where you have stars. You bring him in. He can have a Danny Green type of role, whereas Markelle Fultz is not that type of player, and he's going to eat up some of your cap space. So I think no. I think Landry Shamet played himself, onto being a better, trade prospect.
Okay. Last question is now their rotation. They still need a bench. Their bench is still inadequate, although Scott can play, and we've seen him have some moments with Atlanta. Who are the first three off the bench? Who's the first guy off the bench? Is it Boban? Is it Scott? Is it Scott? Is it Tim? Like, who is it at this point now?
I mean, right now, I think the first guy off the bench. I think it may have to be Scott.
Yeah.
It's going to have to be Scott. But when you bring Scott off the bench, I think it's going to be one of those things where, Scott will slide. Tobias Harris will probably slide down to the three. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think Boban is going to be a situational type player. he'll come in and get minutes. And then, like, if they're going up against a small lineup and they think he may clog some things up, you know, I think they may throw Amir Johnson out there for a couple minutes. But I think the goal is primarily in the playoffs is to get Embiid to a situation to where he can give you as many minutes as possible. But I think Scott will have to be the first guy coming off the bench.
All right. Sounds good. Keith, always a pleasure, man. Keep the ear out because things aren't over.
Yeah, I know, right?
You got a 24-hour call here, bro.
All right,
we'll talk to you. There's Keith Pompey covering the Sixers for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Yeah, I mean, this is the trade deadline. He's got to be up.
We're 20 less than 23 hours, and clearly these trades can apparently happen in the middle of the night.
Yo, man, you got to file us a story in a half an hour. They just got Tobias Harris. It's 3 a.m., but don't worry about it. those old deadlines, man. Oh, makes my blood boil, those deadlines.
Even if they're at 3:30 a.m.?
Nothing more exciting.
Did you live for
There's
that?
There's nothing more exciting than a deadline, meeting a deadline, because you just snap into a mode that you don't even know you're in.
What was one of your best that you can remember now?
The best one was they held up the paper for me in Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
I was covering the Final Four game.
Oh, they did?
Seton Hall and Michigan. And they were holding up, literally holding up the publication, the newspaper. I was the last story of the night. It went in over, the game went in overtime. It was in Seattle, as it is, so we had Eastern time problems.
Right.
And 3 seconds left, and Seton Hall takes the lead. And they're screaming, gotta get the story, three and a half seconds left. I wrote the best story of my life, ready to push the button, go. And Ramil Robinson got fouled.
Wow.
And he makes two. So, see, I went from writing this about this great victory, Seton Hall, to completely deleting it with my desk calling and screaming for me to get the thing and trying to get, like, 6 legible good paragraphs that Michigan had won the game.
That's awesome.
But then afterwards you go, oh, man.
I did it. Yeah. That's really cool.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Rich and Shendo, what's up, Rich?
Yo, Mike, how are you?
What's going on, buddy?
Yeah, same old.
Did I say that right, Shendo?
Yeah, Shendo. You know,
somebody emailed me who knows you.
Oh yeah,
and gave me some background on you.
Yeah, what was his name?
I gotta find it. But go ahead.
Well, anyway, sports talk show, right? You're talking about movies again. You have people on hold for like 28 minutes here.
Well, what do you want from me, dude, man? Again, see, right away, you're miserable. Every time I have you on, you're miserable. Today, you're no different.
I'm not a miserable. I'm just making a point.
All right, go ahead.
I was on hold for 38 minutes. I nodded off. But anyway, the Sixers.
Yes.
Did I hear Tyrone right yesterday when he said the finals they could go to?
Yes. Well, we both said it. If they get the right bench players here, yes, absolutely, they can go to the finals.
Well, I don't know. I use their smoking or what? They got to get a coach first of all.
Well, listen, bro. They got the best starting five in basketball right now, points wise. You do know that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. So they're a pretty good team. If they get a couple of decent bench players, what's to stop them from winning the East? Now, I don't know if they can beat Golden State, but they certainly can win the East.
I agree with you, but did you say you walked out yesterday?
I left after the third quarter. I couldn't take it.
Tell me about it. I turned it off.
Yeah, well. I found the email. The guy said that he said, ask if you're Masher from Shendo. Are you Masher?
Yeah, I'm Masher.
You're Masher.
Yeah, man.
You're legendary, apparently.
Who was that from?
Some guy named Jeff.
Jeff Metz. I went to Kutztown with him. He was our
coach. Yeah, that's who it is. He said he went to college with you.
Yeah, about it. Hey, but Mike, you think the Flyers will lose another game?
I don't know, man. I think they may go 74-0 for the rest of the year.
And you know what? Shamus reminded me a little Bernie yesterday, Carter Hart, when he made that kick save.
Oh, okay. Listen, I look at him and I go Bernie.
Yeah, but Shamus looked like a goalie there when he made that kick save yesterday on that shot.
Oh, Shamit. Nah, come on. That was a bad call. That was a bad call, Rich.
I know.
Come on, Masher.
Hey, listen.
What?
I thought of another name for Natalie, too. It's a really good one.
What is it?
Instead of Sleeping Beauty, we should call her Awake Beauty.
Awake Beauty. That's very good. He's Masher. Masher from Shendo. Apparently, he was a legendary athlete.
Did he have a way with words back then?
I don't know.
You know why he was so good? Because nothing made him happy.
He was a miserable.
Every time he called.
This guy who emailed me said, we went to college together. He didn't stay very long.
Probably, I can't take this anymore. I'm out of here.
I don't want to wait four years.
What kind of lunch are they serving over here? Cafeteria. Crap. Mike and Voorhees. Mike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Mike?
Listen, your boy Masher there needs to work on his material, man. He's a mess.
Masher's from Shendo. He looks outside. There's a couple cows going by. Come on.
I know. About the trade, look, I'm not knowledgeable enough in basketball, but with the chemistry that hopefully they can get in the next 28 games and the shortening of the bench in the playoffs, can this team get to a conference final?
Yes.
Okay.
Now... It would make me feel better if they got at least one more player, a good player for their bench. And then I would say definitely get to the conference final. Like right now, they've improved themselves. They improved themselves at a point where they can beat Toronto in a conference final. I don't know that yet.
Yeah, they don't. Right now, to me, they don't seem to match up well with Toronto. Last night's game not included. It just that seems like a tough matchup all year.
Yeah, but it's different now. Now you got another score on the floor.
Well, that's what I'm hoping, and, you know, cautiously optimistic, not getting ahead of myself here as a Sixers fan.
Well, you got to be optimistic. I mean, if you're not going to be optimistic now, you can't be even cautiously optimistic. You got to go. Well, you know, they're going to get another player. I feel it in my bones, either in a trade or off a buyout, they're going to get another decent player for their bench.
Okay, I'm definitely up for that. Nice to see them make a nice long run this spring.
All right, brother. You want to play General Knowledge?
Absolutely. I had a general knowledge question over the summer, so I'm ready.
You did? Okay. This is it has to have the word day in it.
Day? Okay.
Yes. Love was such an easy game to play.
Love was such an easy. I have no clue.
Oh. Yesterday. Come on. Come on, brother. Love was such an easy game to play.
It sounds... You kind of need, like, the tune, because it doesn't stick.
That's why I said it that way, because if I said, love was such an easy game to play,
then you get it right away.
Right.
That's the best.
I had to fool them.
That's the best early Beatles song.
Yeah.
That's early Beatles.
You don't like any of their early stuff.
I don't like anything pre-Rubber Soul, except Yesterday.
What about All My Lovin'?
Nah. Yeah, they were bubblegumish when they
started. Yeah, Backstreet Boys and NSYNC could have sang those songs.
Yeah, you're right. He's right. Until they get a little depth to them.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree, but I
She loves you. Yeah.
Like the Backstreet Boys could have sang that.
NSYNC, I want to hold your hand.
98 Degrees could have sang that song. Yeah, that's
Makes you feel good.
I'm with Tyler.
Rubber Soul.
Yeah. Provolone Joe checking in from Marlton. What's up, Prov?
Yo, brother. Hey. I'll tell you, whenever a call starts out and someone barks about the time they've been on hold, it goes downhill. They're just setting themselves
up. That's the Masher, brother. The Masher.
Yeah, but you know where that call goes right after that. Like, everything else you got to take with a grain of salt. Maybe I'll make it.
And listen, man, it's 4:20 in Shenandoah. You know what I'm saying? Right? Well, what else is going on?
I couldn't find that on a map.
I'm saying I got some sympathy for my man.
That's a tough call. Hey, what's going on, Ty? It's good to talk to you, man. Natalie, you're the best. Listen, I got to tell you, this trade's awesome. And you know, anybody that doubts it, I just look at what Vegas says. And here's what I'm going to tell you, Mike. You probably heard this already. The Sixers were 7 best odds to win a title on January 28th. After the trade takes place, they move up to the third best. They were 16-1. Right after the trade, they go to 10-1.
Really?
Vegas doesn't do that unless it's a good deal.
Wow. So, I didn't even realize that. That's a monster jump.
You know who's ahead of them? I'm going to tell you, just for conversation sake, Mike, you had the Warriors, Celtics, Raptors, Rockets, Bucks, and Thunder ahead of them on January 28th.
Uh-huh.
They leaked four teams. The only teams ahead of them now are the Warriors and Celtics. That's it.
Wow.
That's it.
Wait. So, Toronto's not ahead of them now?
No, Toronto's behind them. They're behind them. They're both 10-1.
All right. So they're even money with them. All right.
On the listing, they're behind them.
Yeah, well, no, the listing doesn't matter. The number matters.
I'm just saying, yeah. But anyway, to leap that many teams in an overnight trade, that's crazy. It's great stuff.
It is.
But, you know, it makes me think, though, Mike, the way this city is, they're so finicky, these franchises, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't this maybe push the Phillies to make another couple calls and maybe say, hey, we got to sign Machado or Harper. We better up our offer.
I think that existed before they made – that existed before they made this deal.
I know.
You're saying they got to get their piece of the marketing action, too.
You know the Phillies, man. Yeah. They're so finicky. They don't like when the Eagles steal a headline.
They better sign one of these guys before we get down there. Otherwise, I'm going to juggle.
Absolutely.
For 4 hours on the air. You want a general knowledge question?
Yeah.
Here it is. General knowledge.
I'm like 70%, but I got the last couple right, so we don't know what's going on.
All right, here's the general knowledge question. What sport was Prince Charles playing when he broke his arm in 1990?
Cricket?
No. What did Prince Charles play, bro? Come on. Think about this. What would a guy like Prince Charles?
Polo.
610-632-0975. It's one open line. One line opened up. Miracle. Grab it. We're back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Update on our Twitter poll at 4:30 on the Mike Missanelli Show. And then I have the big Valentine's Day package to announce that we're going to give away next week.
Oh.
Yes. Twitter poll is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer Sons. And there's Natalie.
Over 1,700 votes on this one so far. Do you think the Sixers gave up too much in this deal? 25% say yes, 75% say no. So people are pretty fine with it.
All right. There we go. All right. Next week. And this is a tradition here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Starting on Monday, February 11th, we'll be doing our annual Valentine's Day Love Sex Music Medley. That's right. They're going to be three songs strung together in 3 seconds. Each song will reference either love or sex. You have to guess each song and the artist each day. And if you get it right, you win a gold dip rose from Steven Singer Jewelers. And on Friday, February 15th, we will award the grand prize to one of the 5 daily winners that we have. And the grand prize consists of, you ready? Ala, fasten your seatbelt. We're coming in for a landing. $500 Physique Barbecue Fire Pit from Landis Block. You can visit them at LandisBC.com. An Angel's Heart Diamond Necklace.
Ooh.
See it exclusively at IHateStevenSinger.com with free shipping. Steven Singer Jewelers, one place, one price. Pair of tickets to see B. Joel at Citizens Bank Park on May 24th. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. $150 gift card to Jasper's Backyard in Conshohocken. A very cool place if you've never been. Check them out online at Jasper'sBackyard.com. And a chauffeured Rolls Royce for a night, courtesy of Imagine Lifestyles Luxury Rentals. For people who are hard to shop for, visit ImagineLifestyles.com.
That's wonderful.
Look at that package for next week. So Tyrone, you notice that the Sixers, I think it's the 107th time if I'm keeping track, trotted out Allen Iverson.
Yeah, to ring the bell last night.
My man he never goes away. He's always hanging around.
Yeah, AI has it down to a science,
yes,
too, when he hit the bell. I was all nervous and shaky. He just came in there, boom, boom, knew right where to do it, where to stand.
He could ring that bell in his sleep.
Like an old pro.
Ladies and gentlemen, we haven't seen him for at least 15 minutes. A 6-foot guard from Georgetown. Allen.
He still has that way, though, with the people. That charisma.
He'll always make me smile.
He always have the charisma.
He has that.
Yeah, bring him back. I'm trying to figure out who's made more appearances, Lauren Hart or AI. Oh, well, as far as pregame.
Well, you know.
Lauren Hart.
I don't know. I think it's rivaling Lauren Hart these
days. He's getting up there now.
For pregame appearances.
He's starting to catch up, but Lauren's still in the lead.
He's catching up, though. Let's go to Hank in South Philly. Hank, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hank.
What's going on, Mike?
What's up, Hank?
How you doing, buddy?
Good, pal.
Listen, I understand the trade, right? And I don't pretend to know everything about basketball, but I do know a little something.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't see that team remaining happy. Like, we got to keep the big fella happy. Now, suppose he gets into this mood where he's not feeling like he's getting the ball where he needs to get it all the time. You got three guys that actually need the ball.
Now, Tobias Harris doesn't need the ball.
Okay.
He has the best statistics of scoring without having the ball in his hands in the league.
Okay. But do you honestly think that we can sign all of them?
Yes.
Should
not be a problem at all to sign all of them.
You don't think Jimmy Butler will become a problem in the future?
Nope.
You know what, Mike? You're very optimistic. That's what I like.
Listen, man, here's what I know. The more good players you have, the better your chances are to win. And it's up to the coach to blend them. And if you got the right players, like Butler, who sometimes fades away, I don't quite understand it, but he's going to defend you. Tobias Harris is going to score. You know what Embiid and Simmons are going to do. And J.J. Redick getting space to shoot it. I love what they put on the floor.
All right, but what about our bench, though, Mike?
Well, the bench is the same as it was. They've got to get better on the bench. When they add one or two players, you will hear me say that the Sixers are the team that's going to play the Golden State Warriors.
Well, I'm just not convinced that they won 52 games last year with that raggedy team.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Are they better in this deal? Did they make themselves better?
On paper, they better.
Well, then, what do you want? What more do you want, Hank?
I need to see them win more than 50.
Well, you're gonna have to see it, but the best thing you can do is line up the talent, right? You can't not line up the talent.
You're right.
So you got to get this miserable gene out of you, Hank. All right.
All right. Thanks a lot,
all right, man. You got it, buddy. Let's go to Thomas and Broomall. Thomas, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Thomas.
Hey, what's up, my guy?
What's going on, Thomas?
So I wanted to talk about the Sixers. I called yesterday. I wanted to talk to the Sixers, but I decided to talk about hockey.
Huh.
And no lie. So with this whole trade deadline and everything going on, I actually Googled all the NBA teams and kind of looking at their rosters and kind of picking, okay, what players can we get? So actually I thought of the Clippers, but I didn't think of Tobias Harris. I was actually looking at Lou Williams coming back.
Yeah, you got a better player than Lou Williams and a younger player.
Yeah, I mean, Lou Williams is scoring 20 points a game this year. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, he's a little bit older. He played here before. And they also had Boban Marjanovic coming over too.
Mm-hmm.
He's 7'3".
Yeah, he's a 12-minute player.
Huge. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much he's going to be running in the offense, because I don't know if he can keep up with it. Do you think that's a concern?
With Boban?
Boban,
He's going to play 12 minutes. I don't have any concerns at all about him playing 12 minutes. He comes in, he bodies a couple guys, maybe he gets a half a block a game normally, you know, score four or six. And he's a space eater who can give Embiid a blow. They didn't have that before.
No, and I also thought we could have got, Gallinari, too. For if we would have got those three guys.
You could have got Gallinari because of the money.
Yeah, I thought maybe we could have got rid of Amir Johnson. I mean, Muscala, we actually did in Furkan and a couple draft picks.
Yeah, Furkan, I guess the Sixers want to really preserve him because they think he's a polished I don't think anybody wants Furkan.
Yeah, I mean, I do like to trade. I'm hoping that, Wesley Matthews, I'm hoping we can get him in a buyout. I don't know if that's still...
If they get Wesley Matthews, that might be the nudge that pushes me over the top, Tyrone, that the Sixers will win the East.
You're a hard sell.
I am.
So, but that would be a veteran. He's got the Marquette connection with Jimmy Butler, so you don't have to worry about him being a quote-unquote malcontent. Mm-hmm. One of his good friends will be on the team with him.
Yeah.
That would fit any Fitz basketball.
For people who didn't hear these stats, okay, this usage rate statistic. It's an interesting statistic. Usage rate means the lowest usage rate, but 20 points per game score this season. In other words, he doesn't need the ball in his hands. Tobias Harris leads the league. 23% is his usage rate. Buddy Hield's next, Drew Holiday, CJ McCollum, Klay Thompson. Harris is close to averaging 50, 40, and 90 percentage-wise. 50 from the field, 40 from three, 90 from the foul line, while averaging 20 points per game. He's shooting 49.6, 43.4, and 87.7 from the foul line. There are only two other players in the NBA this season averaging 20 points while shooting 49% from the field, 40% from three-point range, and 85% from the foul line. And they are Stephen Curry, Kyrie Irving. Pretty lofty numbers. 610-632-0975. 20 minutes to play on the TV side right here on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Oh, I like this. This is nice. 4:45. Mike Misnelli Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. It is still General Knowledge Wednesday. We're giving away a tub of Golden Birch peanut chews, but you're also qualified for the big autographed Jason Peters jersey. And there's one topic we're talking about today. We're going to talk about Nick Foles. How about this? This has blown Nick Foles right out of the water today. Normally, a Foles in society would be, what? I can't believe what the Eagles are doing to Foles. Franchise player? Come on. Let him go. Give him his freedom.
Nope. It's all about the Sixers today. And it feels great.
I can see Nick Foles dressed up like Mel Gibson. Freedom!
Oh, you know, Mike, there's breaking news.
What's that?
Nick Foles is a regular person. He actually wants to play sports. Like, you know, his profession, he actually wants to play.
Oh, he does want to play?
And he actually wants to get his market value for playing.
I thought he just wanted to be a backup because he loves it here so much and he's a Christian.
Apparently not. He could have just taken $20 million and just stayed. Instead, he paid $2 million to escape because he actually, like anybody else's job who's listening or watching, he actually wants to be paid what he's worth. Not this person.
What a selfish, greedy son of a gun.
But he loves Philadelphia.
Yeah, he just wants to be here. He'll take less. $8 million. He'll take, people used to say he'd take $8 million.
Greedy bastard.
Come on.
Let's go to Chris in Williamstown. Chris, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chris.
Hi.
What's up, Chris?
Tell me, how are you going to come to me after that? You know what? I sent this to Natalie, although I don't know if she got it or not. I got a perfect nickname for Natalie, and she should be called Natalie the Belle Eggenoff because she is that beautiful. And
the Belle, so you mean from Beauty and the Beast? The Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, yeah.
Marie the Baguette.
Hurry up.
So, Mike, let me talk about this, because you know there's also more breaking news, right? Out of the Sixers, they made him deal with the Raptors, too, to acquire
Malachi Richardson from Syracuse.
So they're still not done yet, and I'm actually enticed by that.
Malachi Richardson's a project more than anything. He's not going to be a helper.
Funny, me and you were just talking about Boban last week, and you told me, they're not getting that oaf. Well,
he's an oaf. My friend Ace sent me a picture. I don't know how he got it, of Boban posing on the beach with some beautiful woman.
It's his girlfriend.
It's his girlfriend?
Girlfriend.
Dude. Girlfriend's spectacular.
She is. Good Lord.
No, he's not.
He's like Shrek.
Mike, I have one negative thing about this, right? And we already kind of see it. I have a feeling that Jimmy Butler might move on, and I saw an article that Tobias could be Butler insurance for if he walks. What happens if both of them guys walk because they're like, screw this?
Yeah, they won't.
It's not worth the headache.
No, they won't.
And they go out.
They won't. They won't. They can't. They'd be stupid to go anywhere because they can get paid more money here. Nobody turns away more money. You can make more money now. The Sixers have their bird rights, which means they can pay, give them a 5-year contract and max money.
I hope you're right, only for the fact that all these players we've given up, and say these two walk, how much pie will be on the Sixers' face if that happens?
Yeah, teams are smart enough to know that that's not going to happen. So that's why they do it. They don't do things like, you know, risking like that.
Hope you're right.
Yeah, I mean, they're in discussions with agents and stuff. They're not going into the water that they don't know how deep it is.
I hope you're right. Can I get my general knowledge?
General knowledge question. Let's see, where are we here? Where did we do last? Did we do general knowledge last? No, I think we're on general knowledge. Okay. In South America, they are known as gauchos. What are they called in the United States?
Don't know.
Oh,
thanks, Mike.
Cowboys. Gauchos are cowboys. Andrew in Westchester, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Andrew.
How you doing, Mike?
What's up, Andrew?
I'm just listening to your show. You know, some people aren't too happy with Brett Brown right now. I'm here to put an end to that nonsense.
All right, go ahead.
You know, you look at it, the Sixers go 18-10 in the next 28. They got 28 games left.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna reach their win total from last year. So they're gonna be better than 18-10. I think everyone knows that.
Yeah, they were on pace before this trade to do that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I know. But that's what I'm saying. It's more they're gonna have to have, you know, a colossal, you know, clap here at the end to even not reach that. They're the fourth scoring offense.
Right.
But, you know, the thing that they can make the point about Brett Brown is he doesn't draw up plays for Jimmy Butler well, and the team is 21st in points against. But I think Boban coming in is going to be great at rim protection. Jonah Bolden's proved to be a great defender. Joel Embiid at times, he's been the
best player. Jonah Bolden's proven to be a great defender? He has?
At the rim, I mean, he's been a pretty good shot blocker.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
For his value. I mean, for
his... Yeah, he's all right. He's all right. Yeah, he gets beat off the dribble an awful lot.
No, I got you. Mm-hmm. And then, but the main point is he's won over 63% of his game in the past 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at it, if you get rid of him, you're not getting anything.
Well, guess what? You know how in the old movies they put the bad guy under the lamp and they ask him questions?
Yeah.
That's Brett Brown. Right now, he's under the lamp. And he's going to have all these assets, the most assets he's ever had if they add two more bench players. And he's going to have the complete team, and we'll see if he can get them to the finals. Because he should be able to.
He should be able to.
And if not, there's going to be a lot of judgment.
Oh, yeah. If not, I'm wrong. But
all right. General knowledge question, right, bro?
I'm ready for it.
All right. What happened? I lost my... I lost my general knowledge. What happened? But I lost it. Dude, I lost it. I evaporated it. I'm sorry, I can't give you one.
It's a happen.
Oh, sorry. It just disappeared from my screen. All the stuff I had up.
Yeah.
What did I do?
Did you
probably
close
all your
it?
Tabs?
How did I close my tabs?
Did you hit the X?
No.
Reopen the program.
It just started all over again.
Right, but if you go to history.
I lost every tab I had up.
Right, but if you go to history, all those it'll say recently closed, and you click on that, and it'll all come back.
Search history?
No,
just history.
Home history?
Mm-hmm. No, yeah.
Yeah, home history.
Home?
Try that.
I'll try home. Yeah, it didn't come up.
No.
I screwed up.
We'll fix it during the break.
Yeah, all right. Let's go to Al and Cape May. Al, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Al.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
What's up, Al?
Good. Just a quick general question. I love the trade,
mm-hmm.
and I just want to get your thoughts on we have what the Eagles did in 2 years with the Chip Kelly disaster, and they win a championship.
Yeah.
We got the Phillies getting ready to spend a lot of money. We got the Sixers making trades. It feels like Howie's in the back room with Brandt doing this.
Mm-hmm.
What is your outlook for Philadelphia? Do you think that maybe we're on the cusp of like what Boston did in the last 10, 15 years?
No. No, I don't think we're on the cusp of that. That's a pretty big leap that you're doing there right there. Like, I have no idea what the Phillies are going to look like. right? I mean, I'm hoping they get there, but right now they're not a complete enough team where you say they're going to win a world championship. Now, the Sixers this year aren't that as complete to do that, but maybe next year they're the closest team. The Eagles to repeat and to come back, it's still very difficult. So, no, I don't think that they can dominate like the Patriots have dominated. But I would love to think so, man. I know. Your heart's in the right place here.
I know, because you just want to see before you croak. You just want to see a few
no,
more.
No, I get you. Let's focus on the Sixers first, because they're the closest. All right? You know, that's the best I could do right now, this Sixer thing. Let's hold with this feeling. And let's also say goodbye to our NBC Sports Philly audience. Thanks for watching, everybody, on TV. We'll check you out tomorrow. The 5 o'clock hour is ahead of us right here on 97.5 The Fanatic on the Mike Missanelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.